ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ This is a class on the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 13, The Ecstatic Dancing of the Lord at Rath Yatra. A summary of this chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhasya as follows. After bathing early in the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the deities, Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra get aboard their three cars. This function is called Pandovijay. At that time, King Prataparudra took a broom with a golden handle and began to cleanse the road. Lord Jagannath took permission from the goddess of fortune and then started in the car for the Gundicha temple. The road to the temple led along a broad sandy beach, and on both sides of the road were residential quarters, houses, and gardens. Along that road, the servants called Gaudas began to pull the cars. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divided his Sankirtan party into 7 divisions, with 2 mridangas in each division. There were altogether 14 mridangas. While performing kirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited various symptoms of transcendental ecstasy, and Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exchanged their feelings very blissfully. When the cars reached the place known as Balagundi, the devotees offered the deities simple food. At this time, in a nearby garden, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees took a brief rest from the dancing. Sajjiyat Krishna Chaitanya Sri Rathagre Nanartyaha Enasij Jagatam Chitram Jagannathopi Vismitaha. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to the listeners of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please hear the description of the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Rath Yatra festival. His dancing is very enchanting. Please hear of it with great attention. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates got up in the dark and attentively took their early morning baths. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates then went to see the ceremony of Pandu Vijay. During this ceremony, Lord Jagannath leaves his throne and gets up onto the car. King Prataparudra in person, as well as his entourage, allowed the Pandu Vijay ceremony to be seen by all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his prominent devotees, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, and others, were very happy to observe how Lord Jagannath began the Ratha Yatra. The very strongly built daitas, carriers of the Jagannath deity, were as powerful as drunken elephants. They manually carried Lord Jagannath from the throne to the car. Purport. The word daita refers to one who has received the mercy of the Lord. Lord Jagannath has a number of stalwart servants known as daitas. These servants do not come from very high caste families, brahmanas, kshatriyas, or vaishyas. But because they are engaged in the service of the Lord, they have been elevated to a respected position. Thus they are known as daitas. These servants of Lord Jagannath take care of the Lord from the day of the Snana Yatra up to the time the Lord is carried from the throne to the Rath car. In the Kshetra Mahatmya, these daitas are said to come from the Shabaras, a caste that keeps and sells pigs. However, among the daitas, there are also many who come from the Brahmana caste. Those daitas coming from the Brahmana families are called daitapatis, or leaders of the daitas. The daitapatis offer food, such as sweetmeats, to Lord Jagannath during the Anavasara, the resting period after Snana Yatra. They also make the early morning offering of sweetmeats daily. It is said that during the Anavasara, Lord Jagannath suffers from fever, and the daitapatis offer him an infusion of drugs represented by fruit juice. It is said that in the beginning, Lord Jagannath was worshipped by the Shabras and was known as the deity Nila Madhava. Later, when the deity was established in the temple, the Lord became known as Jagannath. And because the deities were taken from the Shabras, all the Shabara devotees were elevated to the position of daitas. While carrying the deity of Lord Jagannath, some of daitas took hold of the shoulders of the Lord, and some caught his lotus feet. The Lord Jagannath deity was bound at the waist by a strong, thick rope made of silk. From two sides, the daitas caught hold of this rope and raised the deity. Strong, puffed-up cotton pads called tulis were spread out from the throne to the car, and the heavy deity of Lord Jagannath was carried from one pillow-like pad to the next by the daitas. While the daitas carried the heavy Jagannath deity from one pad to the next, some of the pads broke and the cotton contents floated into the air. When they broke, they made a heavy cracking sound. Lord Jagannath is the maintainer of the whole universe. Who can carry him from one place to another? The Lord moves by his personal will just to perform his pastimes. While the Lord was transported from the throne to the car, tumultuous sounds were made on various musical instruments. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting, "Manima, Manima," but he could not be heard. Purport. The word Manima is used to address a respectable person in Orisha. Lord Jagannath was being respectfully addressed by Sri Chaitanya in this way. While the Lord was being carried from the throne to the car, King Prataparudra personally engaged in the Lord's service by cleansing the road with a broom that had a golden handle. The king sprinkled the road with sandalwood-scented water. Although he was the owner of the royal throne, he engaged in menial service for the sake of Lord Jagannath. Although the king was the most exalted, respectable person, still he accepted menial service for the Lord. He therefore became a suitable candidate for receiving the Lord's mercy. Upon seeing the king engaged in such menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord. Purport. Unless one receives the mercy of the Lord, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead or engage in his devotional service. Atapi te deva padambhujadvaya prasada leshanu grihita evahi janati tattvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya ekopi chirang vichinvan. A devotee who has received even a small fraction of the mercy of the Lord can understand him. Others may engage in theoretical speculation to understand the Lord, but they cannot know anything about him. Although Maharaj Pratapa Rudra was very eager to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord refused to see him. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the king engaged in menial service for Lord Jagannath, he became very happy. Thus the king became eligible to receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. If a devotee accepts Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the universal guru and Lord Jagannath as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he is benefited by the combined mercy of Krishna and Guru. That is stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his instructions to Rupa Goswami. Brahmanda brahmite kona bhagyavan jeev Guru Krishna prasade bhai bhakti lata bij. The seed of devotional service fructifies and becomes a transcendental creeper. Finally, it reaches the lotus feet of the Lord in the spiritual sky. This seed is obtained by the mercy of the Lord and the Guru. By the Lord's mercy, one gets the association of a bona fide Guru, and by the mercy of the Guru, one gets a chance to render devotional service. Devotional service, the science of bhakti yoga, carries one from this material world to the spiritual world. Everyone was astonished to see the decorations on the Rath car. The car appeared to be newly made of gold, and it was as high as Mount Sumeru. Purport. In the year 1973, there was a gorgeous Rath Yatra festival in London, England, and the car was brought to Trafalgar Square. The London daily newspaper, The Guardian, published a front page photo caption. ISKCON Rath Yatra is rival to the Nelson Column in Trafalgar Square. The Nelson Column is a very impressive statue of Lord Nelson and can be seen from a good distance. Just as the residents of Puri compared the Rath Yatra car to Mount Sumeru, the residents of London considered the car rival to the Nelson Monument. The decorations included bright mirrors and hundreds of chamaras, white whisks made of yak tails. On top of the car were a neat and clean canopy and a very beautiful flag. The car was also decorated with silken cloth and various pictures. Many brass bells, gongs, and ankle bells rang. For the pastimes of the Rathayatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath got aboard one car, and his sister Subhadra and elder brother Balaram got aboard two other cars. For 15 days, the Lord had remained in a secluded place with the Supreme Goddess of Fortune, and had performed pastimes with her. Purport. The 15-day period of Anavasara is also called Nibritha, in honor of the solitary place where the Supreme Goddess of Fortune lives. After living there a fortnight, Lord Jagannath took permission from the Goddess of Fortune to leave. Having taken permission from the Goddess of Fortune, the Lord came out to ride on the Rath car and perform his pastimes for the pleasure of the devotees. Purport. In this connection, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that as an ideal husband, Lord Jagannath remained 15 days in a secluded place with his wife, the Supreme Goddess of Fortune. Nonetheless, the Lord wanted to come out of seclusion to give happiness to his devotees. The Lord enjoys himself in two ways, known as Swakya and Parakya. The Lord's conjugal love in Swakya Ras relates to the regulative principles observed in Dwaraka, where the Lord has many married queens. But in Vrindavan, the conjugal love of the Lord is not with his married wives, but with his girlfriends, the gopis. Conjugal love with the gopis is called Parakya Ras. Lord Jagannath leaves the secluded place where he enjoys the company of the Supreme Goddess of Fortune in Swakya Ras, and he goes to Vrindavan, where he enjoys the Parakya Ras. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur therefore reminds us that the Lord's pleasure in Parakya Ras is superior to his pleasure in Swakya Ras. In the material world, Parakya Ras, or loving affairs with unmarried girlfriends, is the most degraded relationship. But in the spiritual world, this type of loving affair is considered the supreme enjoyment. In the material world, everything is but a reflection of the spiritual world, and that reflection is perverted. We cannot understand the affairs of the spiritual world on the basis of our experience in the material world. The Lord's pastimes with the gopis are therefore misunderstood by mundane scholars and word wranglers. The Parakya Ras of the spiritual world should not be discussed except by one who is very advanced in pure devotional service. The Parakya Ras in the spiritual world and that in the material world are not comparable. The former is like gold and the latter is like iron. Because the difference between the two is so great, they cannot actually be compared. However, just as a knowledgeable person can easily distinguish gold from iron, one who has the proper realization can easily distinguish the transcendental activities of the spiritual world from material activities. The fine white sand spread all over the path resembled the bank of the Yamuna, and the small gardens on both sides looked just like those in Vrindavan. As Lord Jagannath rode in his car and saw the beauty on both sides, his mind was filled with pleasure. The pullers of the car were known as Gaudas, and they pulled with great pleasure. However, the car sometimes went very fast and sometimes very slow. Sometimes the car would stand still and not move, even though it was pulled very vigorously. The chariot, therefore, moved by the will of the Lord, not by the strength of any ordinary person. As the car stood still, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gathered all his devotees and with his own hand decorated them with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati were both personally given garlands and sandalwood pulp from the very hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This increased their transcendental pleasure. Similarly, when Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu felt the touch of the transcendental hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were very pleased. The Lord also gave garlands and sandalwood pulp to the performers of Sankirtan. The two chief performers were Swarup Damodar and Srivas Thakur. There were altogether four parties of kirtan performers comprising 24 chanters. In each party, there were also two mridanga players, making an additional 8 persons. When the four parties were formed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after some consideration, divided the chanters. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, and Varakreshwara Pandit to dance in each of the four respective parties. Swarup Damodar was chosen as the leader of the first party and was given 5 assistants to respond to his chanting. The 5 who responded to the singing of Swarup Damodar were Damodar Pandit, Narayan, Govinda Dutt, Raghava Pandit, and Sri Govindananda. Advaita Acharya Prabhu was ordered to dance in the first group. The Lord then formed another group with Srivas Thakur as the chief man. Purport. In the first group, Damodar Swarup was appointed chief singer, and the responding singers were Damodar Pandit, Narayan, Govinda Dutt, Raghava Pandit, and Govindanandan. Sri Advaita Acharya was appointed as a dancer. The next group was formed, and the chief singer was Srivas Thakur. The 5 singers who responded to the singing of Srivas Thakur were Gangadas Haridas, Haridas Sriman, Shubananda, and Sri Ram Pandit. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was appointed as a dancer. Another group was formed, consisting of Basudev, Gopinath, Murari. All these were responsive singers, and Mukunda was the chief singer. Another 2 persons, Srikant and Vallabhasen, joined as responsive singers. In this group, the senior Haridas, Haridas Thakur, was the dancer. Purport. In the third group, Mukunda was appointed the chief singer. This party was composed of Vasudev, Gopinath, Murari, Srikant, and Vallabhasen. The senior Haridas, Haridas Thakur, was the dancer. The Lord formed another group, appointing Govinda Ghosh as a leader. In this group, the younger Haridas, Vishnudas, and Raghav were the responsive singers. The 2 brothers named Madhava Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh also joined this group as responsive singers. Vrakreshwara Pandit was the dancer. There was a Sankirtan party from the village known as Kulinagram, and Ramananda and Satyaraj were appointed the dancers in this group. There was another party that came from Shantipur and was formed by Advaita Acharya. Achyutananda was the dancer, and the rest of the men were singers. Another party was formed by the people of Kunda. These people were singing in a different place. In that group, Narahari Prabhu and Raghunandan were dancing. Four parties chanted and danced in front of Lord Jagannath, and on either side was another party. Yet another was at the rear. There were altogether seven parties of Sankirtan, and in each party, two men were beating drums. Thus, 14 drums were being played at once. The sound was tumultuous, and all the devotees became mad. All the Vaishnavas came together like an assembly of clouds. As the devotees chanted the holy names in great ecstasy, tears fell from their eyes like rain. When the Sankirtan resounded, it filled the three worlds. Indeed, no one could hear any sounds or musical instruments other than the Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered through all seven groups, chanting the holy name, Hari! Hari! Raising his arms, he shouted, All glories to Lord Jagannath! Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then exhibited another mystic power by performing pastimes simultaneously in all seven groups. Everyone said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in my group. Indeed, he does not go anywhere else. He is bestowing his mercy upon us. Actually, no one could see the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Only the most confidential devotees, those in pure, unalloyed devotional service, could understand. Lord Jagannath was very much pleased by the Sankirtan, and he brought his car to a standstill just to see the performance. King Prataparudra was also astonished to see the Sankirtan. He became inactive and was converted to ecstatic love of Krishna. When the king informed Kashi Mishra of the glories of the Lord, Kashi Mishra replied, O king, your fortune has no limit. The king and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya were both aware of the Lord's activities, but no one else could see the tricks of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only a person who has received the mercy of the Lord can understand. Without the Lord's mercy, even the demigods headed by Lord Brahma cannot understand. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been very satisfied to see the king accept the menial task of sweeping the street. And for this humility, the king received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could therefore observe the mystery of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. Purport. The mystery of the Lord's activities is described by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Lord Jagannath was astonished to see the transcendental dancing and chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he stopped his car just to see the dancing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then danced in such a mystical way that he pleased Lord Jagannath. The seer and the dancer were one and the same supreme person. But the Lord, being one and many at the same time, was exhibiting the variegatedness of his pastimes. This is the meaning behind his mysterious exhibition. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand how the two of them were enjoying each other's activities. Another mysterious exhibition was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's simultaneous presence in seven groups. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand that also. Although the king had been refused an interview, he was indirectly bestowed causeless mercy. Who can understand the internal potency of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Purport. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing the part of a world teacher, he did not agree to see the king, because a king is a mundane person interested in money and women. Indeed, the very word king suggests one who is always surrounded by money and women. As a sannyasi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was afraid of both money and women. The very word king is repugnant to one who is in the renounced order of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see the king, but indirectly, by the Lord's causeless mercy, the king was able to understand the Lord's mysterious activities. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities were exhibited sometimes to reveal him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and sometimes to show him as a devotee. Both kinds of activities are mysterious and appreciated only by pure devotees. When the two great personalities, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Kashi Mishra, saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy upon the king, they were astonished. So I will stop here. Trinadapi sunichena tarariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama 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 ivakivalam kalau nastyeva 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 gatiranyata. So, Prabhupada has pointed out this word, dayita, one who has received the mercy of the Lord. And I must think, I cannot think otherwise, that myself, perhaps all of us, can consider ourselves dayitas. Because Srila Prabhupada arrived in America in 1965, and created our good fortune. He started this ISKCON movement, and anyone who joined this movement, participated in this movement, got the mercy of the Lord. And this movement is going on. It is still going on. It's increasing. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam, the ecstasy, the bliss of the Sankirtan movement is ever increasing. So, we are dayitas. We were fallen, sinful, but we got the mercy of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada gave us so much mercy. He gave us the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everybody. This Jagannath Ratha Yatra, starting in San Francisco now, all over the world, Ratha Yatra is going on. He gave us this. Prabhupada gave us this Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Just, we were listening for a good half hour or more, just hearing, and it was so nectarian, so enjoyable. People turn on their radios, they turn on their televisions, they listen to their podcasts, but they're not getting bliss. What's happening? They're getting more depressed. The news cycle, depression, depression, madness, chaos, insanity. But Prabhupada gave us Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And just by hearing this podcast, this narration, we become cleansed, we become purified, we become happy. Prabhupada gave us deities to worship. Prabhupada gave us prasadam. Prabhupada gave us sankirtan. He gave us three kinds of sankirtan. He gave us the chanting and dancing on the street. He gave us book distribution, Brihat Mardanga Sankirtan. And he gave us prasad distribution. That is also sankirtan. So Prabhupada gave us that. Prabhupada gave us an international society. Meaning, wherever you go in the world, you will be able to find devotees. Those of us who have had the privilege to travel around the world, you become amazed. You can go anywhere. You will find devotees of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Because Prabhupada's movement is not north, east, south, or west. Prabhupada's movement is Catholic, universal. It is the international society. It is meant for everyone. The sun in the sky is not American or Indian or Chinese. The sun is for everyone. Similarly, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is for everyone. And what does Prabhupada want us to do? We asked him how to repay. We cannot repay. It's impossible. When Prabhupada is done, impossible to repay in a lifetime of Brahma. But you can begin to repay. How? By giving the same thing he gave and give it to others. That is our heritage. That is our legacy. We are meant not to keep this private just for a click. No. We are meant, just like Prabhupada, he could have stayed in Vrindavan. He could have been a Rasika Bhav devotee. No. The order of Bhakti Siddhanta was ever beating on his heart. So Prabhupada gave up his place, Vrindavan Bhajan. What did he do? He brought Vrindavan wherever he traveled. Those of us who saw Prabhupada, did you not experience something you have never experienced otherwise? When Prabhupada would come, did you not experience this is out of this world? And I'm sorry to say, I don't see that anywhere now. But when Prabhupada came, he brought Vrindavan. And you might have been in the hell of New York. But when Prabhupada came, you were in Vaikuntha. Prabhupada here in this temple, so much pastimes. Many years ago, I was making a silly suggestion to Subhabas that why don't we leave here and build a temple somewhere nice. He said, no. Prabhupada walked here. Prabhupada's mercy is here in this temple. His rooms are there. Prabhupada is here. Cannot leave here. We can expand. And yes, we should expand. take over the whole block. The whole block we should take over. But Prabhupada's mercy is here. And Prabhupada carried, just like you read in the first canto, when Vidura came back after the Battle of Kurukshetra, he had toured India, and when he returned to preach to his brother, Dhritarashtra, when he arrived, Yudhisthira said, "Oh, saints like you are veritable walking places of pilgrimage because you carry the presence of the Lord." We saw that with Prabhupada. You saw. This is not a joke. This is not some bluff. I remember to this day, the first time I saw Prabhupada, it was March or end of March, maybe April 73. And I remember bowing down to Prabhupada. He was glowing. Rays of light were coming out of Prabhupada. And they knocked me down. Those rays of Prabhupada knocked me down. And I was thinking, this is great. I have finally found the modern Jesus. That was my realization. Here was the modern, everything I had heard and read, now I was seeing. Here he is. The real thing. Not some fake. Not some phony. Not some blowhard. No. One who walks the walk. One who talks the talk. So, we have been blessed by Srila Prabhupada. The other major point here that I take away. King Prataparudra in this episode, in these next, this chapter and next, he gets three specific mercies. So the first one here, he gets to see Lord Chaitanya dancing simultaneously in seven parties. That is a miracle, but he got to see it. Tomorrow you will hear that during the dancing, everyone is becoming ecstatic. Lord Chaitanya falls down right in front of Prataparudra. And there's nobody seemingly to pick him up. Others are absorbed in the kirtan. Somehow or other, nobody sees that Lord Chaitanya falls. King Prataparudra picks him up. Who would like that? Who would like, if you had the chance, to pick up Prabhupada? Say Prabhupada. Wow. You would consider that the most ecstatic day. When I got Brahman initiation from Prabhupada in Vrindavan, I made a complete fool of myself. I was a complete idiot. But Prabhupada touched me. He touched my hand and brought it down. So, actually it was this hand. And he said, "Have you not seen the others?" And I went. So Prabhupada touched this body. So even in a mistake, even when you're a complete nincompoop, knucklehead acharya, still you can get the mercy of the Lord. So that's the second thing. He get to pick up Lord Chaitanya. Then the third ecstasy, when the cart stops and the Lord and the chanters are taking rest, they're exhausted from the ecstasy of kirtan. That's important. They're not physically exhausted. They're exhausted from the ecstasy of Sankirtan. And everybody's lying down, resting. And Lord Chaitanya is half conscious. And Sarvabhauma had told him, they had made a plan. Sarvabhauma knew, now king, Don't dress as a king. Just as Prabhupada told the book distributors, you can dress in Western clothes to pass out the books if it makes it more easier to distribute. So he said, you go in simple Vaishnava clothing and you massage Lord Chaitanya. And while massaging, you sing that chapter from the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Gopi Gita. And Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with that. He's semi-conscious. He embraces Prataparudra. And he says, and he revealed many things to him, special things. And he said, don't say this to anyone. So three special mercies. But how did he get the mercy? Humility, humility, humility. He swept the road for Jagannath. So for us, this axiom, this spiritual truth is still valid today. If you want the mercy of Krishna, the mercy of Jagannath, here is the secret to success. You do menial, humble service for Lord Jagannath. You will be blessed. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Anyone want to comment? We have a few seconds. Yes. Mike. That'd be Mike. Nakula Devi Dasi. All right, just, you might as well, wasting time. Jai. Haribol. Haribol. More realizations. Rameswara Prabhu. Is our mic working now?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I remember the first time I read this chapter, and every time thereafter I read it or hear you read or someone read it, I can't get past that verse where when Lord Chaitanya divides up these residents of Vrindavan who have appeared in this world, in the highest planes of ecstatic love, they are appearing in this pastimes with Lord Chaitanya, and he divides them up in kirtan parties. These are not ordinary seven kirtan parties. And the one verse that always stays in my mind is how the sound of their kirtan penetrated through the entire three worlds of the universe, and in other places I have heard even beyond. It was so pure and powerful, it penetrated through the coverings of the universe, and everyone in the Vaikuntha planets could hear it. And I've also heard that it went even beyond that. The sound vibration of those kirtan parties went all the way to Goloka. The verse in this chapter describes that everyone in the three worlds couldn't hear anything else while that kirtan was going on. I can't imagine such a thing. It's so incredible and powerful to think of a kirtan, a chanting like that.
But that day is coming because Prabhupada is taking us to him in Goloka Vrindavan, and Prabhupada taught us that we will simultaneously be in Krishna Leela and simultaneously in Navadvip. That day is coming. Just keep chanting. Vaisheshika, you must have some realization, something to add before we take prasad. Please.
And these cows just don't support me.
My realization is that you are the personification of Utsahan. And that if someone just straightforwardly presents the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, that they become a powerful force in the world for changing the hearts of others. So the way you sit and deliver, or stand and deliver, and also record it so other people can hear it, is very powerful. It's also something that other people can emulate. Just deliver the message as it is, and it has potency. So thank you for doing that all over the world.
I have no choice, because I am an idiot. So the only thing I can do is simply repeat Prabhupada's message. And as you have said, and that's been my experience, amazing things happen. You know from doing book distribution. All you have to do is try. And before long, you see the miracle. Book distribution is another miracle. When you see who actually takes a book, it's like your mind is like a chickpea hit by a baseball bat. Your mind is blown, Prabhu. So there are miracles now in this movement available. You just got to go and grab it. So yes, I concur. Class dismissed. Let's take prasadam. So
Sukalpa Vriksha Laksha Vritesha Surabira Pipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Shatasam Ramasevyamanam Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bajami Venum Quanantam Aravindam Dalayataksham Barhavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam Gandharpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Angani Asya Sakalendriya Vritti Manti Pashyanti Panti Kalayanti Chiram Jaganti Ananda Chinmaya Sadujvala Vigrahasya Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Advaitam Achyutam Anaryam Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha Vedesha Dullabha Madullabha Matma Bhaktau Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Pantasu Koti Shatavatsara Sambragamyo Vayuradhapi Manaso Munipungavanam Sopyasti Apraparatim Yavitintya Tatve Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Eko Pyasaura Charitum Jagaranda Kotim Yat Chushtesha Vasudari Vibhuti Binam Manishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Yad bhava bhavi tadiyo manujasta taiva Samprapya rupa mahima shayanana bhusha Suktarya meva nagama pratitaistu vanti Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavi tabis Tabirya eva nijarupa taya kalabi Goloka eva nivasatya kilatma bhuto Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena Santaksadaibaradayeshu vilokayanti Yamshama sundarama chintya guna swarupam Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Ramari muti shukalani amena tishtan Nana avatara makarod bhuvanesh kintu Krishna swayam samababat paramapumanyo Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Yasya prabha prabhabato jagadanda koti Koti shrishesha vasudari vibhuti binan Tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Maya hi yasya jagadanda shatani sute Traigunyatat vishaya veda vitaya mana Sattvavalambi parasattvam vishuddha sattvam Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Nanda chinmaya rasat matayamanasu Ya praninam pratipalam smarutam upetya Lilaitena bhuvanani jayatya jastram Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Goloka namni nijatam nitaleta tasya Devi mahesha haridam suteshu teshu Te prabhavani chayavihitascha yena Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Shristi stiti pralaya sarana shakti reka Chayeva yasya bhuvanani viparti durga Ichchanu rupam api yasya tacheshta tesa Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Shiram yadarida vikara vishesha yogat Sanjayate nahitatah pratagasti heto Yashambhutam apitatasam upaiti karyat Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Departure eva hidashandanam abhyapetya Dipayate vrvrta hetu samana dharma Yastadrageva hicha vishnu chaya vibhati Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Yakkaranarna bhajale bhajatisma yoga Nidramananta jagadanda saroma kupa Adhara shaktim avalamya paramsma murtim Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Yashaika nishra sitakala matavalamya Jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda nata Vishnur mahansa iha yasya kala vishesho Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Bhasmanyatasma sakaleshu nijeshu teja Sviyam kiyap prakatayatta vitadvadatra Brahmaya esha jagadanda vidhana karta Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Yat Pada pallava yugam binidaya kumba Dvandve pranama samaye sakanadi raja Vignan vidhantum alamasya jagatrayasya Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Agnir mahi ganganamam mumurudishascha Kalastatatma manasiti jagatrayani Yasmad bhavanti vivavanti vishanti yamcha Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yachchakshuresha Savitasakalagrahanam Raja Samasta Suramuti Rashesha Teja Yasyagnaya Brahmati Sambratakala Chakro Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Dharmo tapapa nichaya shutayasta pamsi Brahmari kita patagavadayascha jiva Yadatra matra vibhava prakata prabhava Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Yastvindra gopamata vendra mohosa karma Bhandanu rupa palabhajana matanoti Karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Yam krodha kama sahaja pranayadi piti Vatsalya moha guru gaurava sevya bhavai Sanchintya tassa sadrishim tanumapurete Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Sriya kanta kanta paramapurusha kalpataravo Druma bhumishchintamani ganamayi toyamamratam Kataganam natyam gamanamapi vamshi priyasaki Chiranandam choti paramapi tarasvadyam apicha Sayatra shiradhi sravati surabhibhyasya sumahan Nimeshardyakyo vavratati nahi atrapi samayaha Bhaje sweta dvipam tamahamyaha golokamitiyam Virantaste shantakshiti viralachara katipaye Ato vacha mahavishnur bhagavantam prajapatim Brahman mahatva vignane prajasarge chachinmatihi Pancha shlokimimam vidyam vatsatatvam nibodame Prabhude jnana bhaktivyam atmayananda chinmayi Ude tunitama bhaktir bhagavat prema lakshana Pramanais tat saracharais tadabhyasir nirantaram Bhodayanatmanatmanam bhaktimapyutamam labet Yasyastrayaskaram nasi yaya nivrittumapnuyat Yasariyati mameva bhaktim tameva sarayet Dharma mandyan parityaja mamekam bhaja vishvasan Yadrishi adrishi shraddha siddhir bhavati tadrishi Kurvan nirantaram karma loko yam monavartate Tenaiva karmana dhyayam mamparam bhaktimichiti Aham hi vishvasya chara charasya bijam pradhanam prakriti pumamscha Maya hitam teja idam vivarshi vide vide hitamato jaganti Ishvara parama krishna sakchirananda vigraha Anadiradir govinda sarva karana karanam Iti sri brahma samhita sampurnam Hari om Shishupanishad Vacho vegam marasakroda vegam jihva vegam udarapasta vegam etan vegam yo visheheti dhira sarvamapimam prithivim sashishyat atyahara prayashascha prajalpo niyamagraha janashangascha lalyamcha shadvir bhakti vinashyati utsahan nischayad dharayat tat tat karma pravartanat Sangatyagat Sato Vrate Shadvir Bhakti Prasidyati Dadati Pratigunati Guhyamakyati Prishyati Punkte Bojayate Chaiva Shadviram Pratilakshanam Krishneti Yasya Giritam Manasadriyeta Dikshasti chepranati bisha bhajanta misham Shushushaya bhajana vigna manandya manya Dindari shunya hridam vipsita sangalabdhya Drishtai sabhava janitarva pushashta doshar Na prakritava miha bhaktya janasya pashyet Gangam nasam nakalubhud buddha pena pankar Brahma dravava mapaka chitinira dharmai Syat Krishna nama charitari sitapta vidya Pito patapta rasanasya narochikanu Kintva varad anudilam kalusaiva jushta Swadvi kramad bhavati tad garamula hantri Tannama rupa charitari sukirtananu Smrityo kramena rasanama nasiniyoja Tishtam vrajetan anuragi jananugami Kalam nayeda kilamit yupadesha saram Vaikuntas janito varamaru purita trapi rasotsavad Vrindaranya mudara pani ramanata trapi govardhanaha Radha kundami hapi gokulapate pramam rataplavanad Kuryarasya viradato giritate sevam vivekinakaha Karmi bhya parito hare priyataya vyaktim yayur jnaninas Tebhyastha pashupala pankaja trishas I'm sorry. Karmi bhya parito hare priyataya vyaktim yayur jnaninas Tebhyo jnani vimukta bhakti parama premaika nishtastata Tebhyastha pashupala pankada drishastabhyo pisaradika Preshtastadvat iyam tadiya sarasitam nashayat kakriti Krishnasyo chai pranayava prasibi priya Radha kundam chasya munibirabitas tadrige vavyadhai Yat preshter apyalam asulabam kim punar bhakti bhajam tat premidam sakrit eva saras natur avishkaroti Shri Upadeshamrita Sampurnam Radhesham. Did you find the Upadesham Ishapanishad? Om Purnam Bada Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Utachete Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vishishyate Ishavasya Midam Sarvam Yatkincha Jagatyam Jagat Tena Tyaktena Punjita Magradhakasya Siddhanam Kurvane Veha Karmani Jijivishakshatam Samaha Evam tvai nanyate tosti na karma lipite na re Asurya namate loka antena tamasavrita Tamste pritya bigashchanti eke chatma hano janaha Ane jari kammana soja viyo naina deva apnuvam purvanarshat Tadhavato nyanate titishtat Tashmina po matarishva dadati Tarejiti tannaijiti tadure tadvantike Tarantarasya sarvasya taru sarvasya sibayataha Yastu sarvani bhutani atmani vanupashyati Sarva bhuteshu chatmanam tato na vijagupsate Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmai vadbhut vijanataha Tatrako mohakashoka ekatvam anupashyataha Saparya gachchukram makayam avranam Ashnaviram shudham apapavidham Kavirmani shiparibhu swayambhur Yatat yatyatortan viradashasvatibhya samabhyaha andam tama pravishanti ye vidyam upasate tato puye ivate tamo ya u vidyayam brataha anyare vahur vidyaya andyarahur avidyaya iti shushu madhiranam yenastat vijichakshire vidyam cha yas tad vedo bayam saha avidyayam ratum tirtva vidyayam ratum ashnute andam tama pravishanti ye sambuti mupasate tato puye evate tamo ya u sambutyam rataha anyare vahur sambhavad anyarahura sambhavad iti shushu madhiranam ninastat vijichakshire sambutim cha vinasham cha yastat vedo bayam saha vinashena mratum tirtva sambutyam mratum ashnute hiranmayena patrena satyasya pihitam mukham tatvam pushan napavranu satyadharmaya drishtaye pushani karshe yama surya prajapatya vyuharashmin samuha tejo yate rupam kalyanatamam tate pushami yosavasau purushasomasmi vayur anilamam ratam atedam bashmantam shariram om kratosmara kritam smara kratosmara kritam smara Agninaya Supataraya Sman Vishvani Deva Vayunani Vidvan Yuyo Jasmas Chuharana Meno Puyishtam Tena Uktim Videma Sri Ishupanishad Sampurnam Hari Om. Shri Bhagavad Vacha Idam Tute Pravakshamyana Suyave Jnanam Vijnanam Sahitam Yajjyatva Mukshishe Shubhas Raja Vijja Rajakuyam Pavitram Idambutamam Pratyaksha Vagamam Tarmyam Susukham Kartam Avyayam Ashradhana Purusha Tarmasyasya Parantapa Aprapyamam Nivartante Mrityu Samsara Vartmani Sarvam Jagaravyakta Murtina Vastani Sarva Bhutani Nachahante Shavastitaha Nachamatstani Bhutani Kachante Kokamaishvaram Bhuta Brinnacha Bhutasto Mamatma Bhuta Bhavanaha Yataka Shastito Nityam Vayu Sarvatra Gomahan Tata Sarvani Bhutani Matstani Tiupadaraya Sarva Bhutani Punteya Prakritim Dhyanti Mamikam Kalpakshayi Punastani Kalpado Visrajamyaham Shintim Shvamba Vashtabhya Visrajami Puna Punaha Hutatvantantim Vasham Prakritir Vashad Tani Karmani Nibadnanti Dananjaya Udasinavarasinam Asaktam Teshu Karmasu Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam Hetunani Nakonteya Jagad Vipari Vartate Chananti Mamudha Manashim Tanumashritam Param Bhava Majananto Mamavyaya Manutama Chamoga Karmano Moga Jnana Vichetasaha Rakshasima Surim Chaiva Prakinim Mohinim Shritaha Samanastu Mamparta Daivim prakriti mashitaha pachantyananya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridavrata namashantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate yajnena chapyanye yachanto mam upasate prithakvena prithakvena bahuda vishvato mukham prajna swadaham ham aushadam mantroham mahamevajam aham agniraham hutam pitaham asya jagato mata data pitamaha vedyam vijam omkara riksamaya jurevacha Gatir Bharata Prabhu Sakshi Nivisha Sharanam Suhrit Pravava Pralayastanam Nidhanam Bichamavyayam Tapamyaham Ahambarsham Nigranam Yutsrijanicha Hamritam Chaiva Mrityuscha Sarasaccha Humarjuna What? Okay. Trivijamam soma paputa papa jagner ishwa swargatim prartayante te punyamasa jasaranja lokam ashnanti divyan divideva bogan te tam bhukva swargalokam vishalam shinye punye marcha lokam vishanti evam trai dharmam anuprapanna gata gata kama kama labante ananyas chintayanto mam yejana paripasite tesham nityabdi yuktanam yokakshemam mahamyaham ye pyanya devata pakta yajante shatatanvita te pimam eva kaunteya yajantya vitipurvakam aham hi sarva jagnanam pokta cha prabhur eva cha natu mam abhichananti tafena tascha mantite yanti deva vrata devan pitrin yanti pratirvata bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti madhyajino pimam patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya prayashyati tadaham bhaktyu paritam ashnami pariyatatmanaha yakoroshi adashnashi yachjuhoshi dadasiyat yatapasyasi konteya tatkurushva mararpanam shubha shubha palerevam mokshyase karma bandhanai sanyasa yoga yuktatma vimukto mamupaishyasi samoham sarva bhuteshu name dveshyosni na priyaha ye pachanti tumam bhaktya mai te teshu chapyaham api chet sudaracharo bhajate mamananya bhak sadureva samantavya samyag vyavasito hisaha shripram bhavati dharmatma shashvat shramtim nagachyati kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati mamhi partavya pashritya yepi supapayonayaha shriyo vaishastata shudras tepi yanti param gatim kimpuna brahmana punya bhakta raja shayastata anityam masukam lokam imam praptya bhajasvamam manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyajimam namaskuru mani vaishyasi syukvaivam atmanam aparayanaha om tat sariti srimad bhagavad gita supanishatsu brahma vidyayam yoga shastre shri krishna arjuna sambhare raja vijaya raja guyam yoga nama navamodhyayaha Hari Om Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. One last little thing. Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Kala Pato Jani Brajita Sad Bhakta Valihamsa Chakra Madhupa Shreni Viharaspadam Karna Nandika Ladva Nirvahatume Chihwa Maru Prangane Shri Chaitanya Dayanidita Valasa Lila Sudaswarduni Helontu Nitakedaya Vishadaya Pronmilada Modaya Shamyat Shastra Vivadaya Rasadaya Chittarpito Madaya Shashvad Bhakti Vinodaya Samadaya Madhurya Maryadaya Shri Chaitanya Daya Nideta Vadaya Bhuyada Mandodaya. One more time. Shri Chaitanya Daya Nideta Vadaya Bhuyada Mandodaya. Go Premanande Hari Hari Vo. Sharira Vijaja Jodendriya Taheka Jibe Pele Vishaya Shogore Dharma Jiji Bayati Loba Musu Durmati Take Jeta Katita Shangshare Krishna Bodo Doyamoy Kori Bhare Chihwa Jai Shaprashadana Dilobai Shayanamrita Pao Radha Krishna Gunagao Premedako Sri Chaitanya Nita Premedako Sri Chaitanya Nita Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Sapa Punya Vatam Rajan Vishwaso Navidayat Prasade Sarva Dukanam Hani Rasyo Pajayate Prasana Chaitaso Yashu Buddhi Pariyavatishtate Bhagavat Sri Mahaprasad Ki Jai Shri Shri Rukmini Dorkadish Ki Jai Shri Shri Gonitai Ki Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhajiji Ki Jai Go Premanande Bhajagob Durvishya Kripasindabe Vachapatitanam Pamani Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha.
Thank you. Yeah, I ordered four. Three, I have